In the summer of 2002, Prague was hit by one of the worst floods in the city's history. The swollen Vltava flooded parts of the historic centre, including the Jewish quarter, which had to be evacuated. This dramatic scene is the setting for new Czech novel Sidra Noach by David Jan Novotný. The name comes from the weekly readings from the scripture. As it happened, the story of Noah was read in the synagogue just as the waters began to recede. In this edition of Czech Books, Jan Richter talks to the author about this and other events recounted in his book.
In more than 1,000 years of its history, Prague's Jewish community has been stricken with many calamities and disasters, both natural and man-made. Prague Jews faced pogroms, expulsions, and total annihilation, while the ghetto has been flooded and destroyed by fires. The terrible floods of 2002 were the inspiration for a new novel, Sidra Noach, by David Jan Novotný.
It was very simple because I survived many floods. In Prague, it was 1954, was a big flood, but it was not 1,000-year water, it was minimum, but I survived a flood and Orlice and Labe rivers, and in 1997 it was big flood in Bohemia, if you remember. And it was inspiration because I asked me one question: what is worse, if disasters and tragedies made by nature or disasters and catastrophe made by a human being? And you can answer himself what is wrong, because water has no memory. He's not angry. It is not only H2O, nothing else, like earthquake, like volcano eruption, like tsunami and whirlwind and something like. But the tragedies made by human beings is worse, because water make no difference between you and me, and don't ask if you are black people or Jew or Catholic and Protestant.
The novel Sidra Noach tells the story of 10 men in Prague in the summer of 2002 who are in one way or another affected by the floods. They all have to leave their places in the old town and find themselves in a temporary refuge in Vinohrady, in a higher part of the city.
Other thing was, it is a parable because I'm living over 59 years in old town, in this Jewish town, and I survived the flood in Prague, and we must move to the hill on Vinohrady because evacuation. And that was one of teams. How it was, and we felt there like in Noah's Ark, because we survived. Then we moved back, and we found this town a little destroyed, and I start to think about the story and figure it out.
One of the 10 main characters is an elderly man named Avi Kolman. He lives in an apartment overlooking the old Jewish cemetery, which he must leave when the whole area is evacuated. But it is not the first time he has had to leave in haste.
Avi Kolman glanced at his watch, put the kettle on for coffee, and began meticulously packing. It was the third time in his life that he packed so early in the morning. In 1938 he managed, thanks to his dad, to get out of the country in time, but not far enough. National Socialism caught up with him, his mother, father and brother in Hungary, from where they went straight to the camps in Poland. But he was lucky and survived, as the only one. In 1968, he also managed to get out of the country in time. He was fleeing just as his father once had, with his wife and 2 sons, but this time somewhere far, far away, out of reach of international socialism. This time around, they all survived. He didn't think that fleeing his home because of the floods and only to another neighborhood, Vinohrady, and on his own, was that bad.
Thank you. The men who end up sharing a place during the floods come from all walks of life. Some are old and some are young. Some have lived in Prague all their lives, while others have lived abroad. Author David Jan Novotný says none of them are based on real individuals, although he did use certain features of people he knows.
You know somebody who's a boring man, but he has good thinking. You can take the part of character of one man or two men, three men, and make so a composite character. I don't know if you know what means in photography, composite photography. You make photography in Photoshop from different parts, and I work with characters from different parts of character. I build a character and a figure, and it helps me because I can describe all the people I know.
The two totalitarian regimes of the 20th century left deeply tragic marks on Prague's Jewish life. The community was nearly destroyed by the Nazis, and when the communists took over just 3 years after the end of the war, many people did not want to draw attention to their Jewishness and assimilate it. The novel Sidra Noach touches on an interesting phenomenon that appeared after the fall of communism. Many young people wanted to reclaim their heritage. But according to the Jewish law, or halacha, only children of a Jewish mother are considered Jewish. Everyone else has to convert.
It is a specific problem in Czechland. And when a lot of people came from Israel, from America, and are sitting in synagogue, the men are told to Torah. And it must be said very loud, their name. And there is, from seven people, is, for example, 4 or 5, Ben Abraham. It means, you know what it means? It means that he is Gyornik. He made Gyor because his father was Jew, not mother.
Mr. Novotný says many people from abroad have no idea why there are so many Czechs who converted to Judaism. He included the issue of children of Jewish father and Gentile mother in his book because it personally concerns him.
During 60 years, it was mixed society, and many Jewish men married with un-Jewish women and so. And after 1998, a lot of young men, young people and young girls start to found the roots, family roots, and some of them make you. And so it's a specific in Czech Republic, and the people from America didn't understand what's going on. And it is very, very difficult to explain them this problem. For me, it's double problem, because after 37 years, left my Catholic wife, it's not so easy, and I will not do it. And therefore, I'm non-Jew, according to Halacha. But what's going about my religion, I'm Jew. Mosaic religion.
Those temporarily displaced in the novel are all Czech, with one exception. A Belarusian math teacher, Avram Brodsky, moved in Prague in the 1990s with his sister Tamara. Back in Belarus, the character would be confronted with anti-Semitism, but in Prague it's his Russian accent that provokes attention.
In Prague, Avram Brodsky did not have too many problems with where he was from and with the way he talked. But sometimes, someone did let him know what they thought of him because of his accent. Back home in Belarus, they would from time to time call him a miserable Jew. Here, he would sometimes be called a miserable Russian. He did mind the former. He could not care less about the latter. He was not miserable, and he wasn't Russian. So what? His sister Tamara dealt with it in her own way. When she came to Prague 3 years ago and started speaking Czech with her Russian accent, she was trying to convince everyone she didn't come from a Russian-speaking country, but from the Balkans. No one fell for it. The southern Slavic accent is different and everybody can tell. They also asked, who would call a girl Tamara in the Balkans? No one, because it's a Russian name.
Unlike the Jewish communities in Berlin and Vienna, Prague did not experience a massive influx of Jewish people from the former Soviet Union. But David Jan Novotný says some of his friends have similar experiences to those of Avram Brodsky.
I heard a couple of years ago from one actress, she is Jewish, she came from Russia and said, in Moscow, called me Bloody Jew. And now in Prague they call me Bloody Russian something. And I smile because I'm not Bloody Russian, I'm Jew. It's funny. I know a lot of people. They came from former Soviet Union, from Belarus, from Russia and so. And they're living here, they're working here, they're studying here. And some of them, on the beginning, want to go to Eretz Israel, but they make pause in Prague.
Mr. Novotny says that those who stayed here like it, because there, many people from Russia are not really Jewish. They just have Israeli passports. They're also afraid of terrorist attacks.
They're living in Prague, and I have a couple of friends. They're speaking with this funny Russian accent, but they are living here, and I think they are happier than in Belarus and Russia, or in Slovakia, by the way.
Sidra Noach is like a diary of events that the 10 men experienced during that 1 week in 2002 when flooding hit Prague. There are not many female characters in the book. The life of Prague's Jewish community is recounted almost exclusively through the eyes of men. David Jan Novotný says he couldn't really help that.
You know, it was a problem because I have problems with writing female characters. I don't really understand women's soul. It's any mystery at first, and I can describe it only very thin line, but I cannot go deep because I don't know nothing about it. I know only one woman very good, is my wife, over 40 years, but my sisters, and I will not write about my sisters. And so it's mystery at first and at second. It was not place to write about women. There is old women, young women, but the main team is the 10 men, because 10 men make minyan. It is the quorum of men, they can pray together on Shabbat and so.
Along with the lack of the female factor comes, in my opinion, a lack of realism of a certain kind. Some of the characters are very realistic, and the author has managed, to a great extent, to steer clear of the usual clichés found in Jewish-themed books. The humor is very original, and personal dealings of the men are far away from the typical genre images. But there is no villain. In fact, all the main characters, different as they are genuinely good people.
Maybe it looks unrealistic, but when I meet in synagogue with the people, maybe somebody of them has thin, but I don't make any research how what they did, because everybody has thin. You can bet that the people, if I will write about the people after flood, 2 years, 5 years after flood, they will be absolutely different, because they are in so-called Noah Ark, and they must survive. They live in peace in this moment. Maybe a couple of years after, not. I don't know.
In Sidra Noach, the ark transforms into an apartment in a building in Vinohrady that was confiscated from a Jewish family. But Rudolf Reich, another of the 10 men, got it back after the fall of communism. He wants to set up a kosher guest house in it, but has to deal with tenants who were given flats in the building during communism and refused to move out. One of them is a former officer of the communist army, a man called Jirásek. At one point, Rudolf Reich comes to his wife, Milena, a nurse, with a plan.
It looks like a war is going on. Patients are sleeping in the halls. Half of them were brought in without documentation. It's a mess, sighed Milena Reichová. And some of them have nowhere to go after they're released. Well, we can put up some of them downstairs in Jirásek's place. Oh, please, drop it. Why should I drop it? That idiot lives there on his own, so what? Rudolf Reich shrugged his shoulders. If we move in as comrades... Leave that, Rudy. Look, that dimwit is not at home anyway. He's at his cottage outside of Prague, so what the heck? Rudolf Reich sat back with his hands behind his head and looked at the ceiling. He was imagining his wife, a nurse, lining up her patients, who were to be released, asking them, which of them was a communist with nowhere to go. When some of them came forward, she told them she had a place for them, and the released comrades, cured of their ailments but not of communism, then, together with the former artillery man Yerasek, set up a revolutionary cell on the first floor of his building. One deluge replaces another.
On Friday nights, the writer, David Jan Novotny, goes to the Old New Synagogue. On Saturdays, for the Shabbat service, he walks a bit further away, to the Jerusalem Synagogue in the new town. There, on the first Shabbat after the floods, all the various congregations came together and listened to the weekly Torah portion. As it happened, the portion, or Haftarah, that was read on that particular day was the story of Noah and his ark.
It is the same Haftarah like in Sidra Noach. I can show it, Kumash. I found it. It was a big surprise for me, the same one in this week. And I said, it is not so simple. It must be some, maybe it is a sign, I don't know. I cannot explain it myself, but it's true.